sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Early morning on a foggy day on Little Diomede Island, and vast flocks of auklets are flying overhead. Little Diomede Island sits in the middle of the Bering Strait, just 1 mile from the border between the United States and Russia. The Bering Strait connects the Chukchi Sea with the Bering Sea, and Little Diomede is a steep, rocky island just 2 square miles in area. It is a major seabird nesting colony, and the island's single Inupiaq Eskimo village, Inalik, is surrounded by millions of birds in the early summer. Kittiwakes and murres nest on the island's cliffs, and more than 1 million auklets congregate on the rocks and boulders near the village in early summer to lay eggs and raise their young. Least auklets and crested auklets are the predominant species. Sue Steinecker of Nome, with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, has worked on Little Diomede Island.
The least auklets are called utpuliks, and then the crested auklets are tayuks. You know, they're seabirds, so they only come ashore for the purpose of breeding and raising their young.
Auklets are alcids, seabirds related to murres, murrelets, and puffins. The crested auklet is a quail-sized bird that gives off a distinct citrus odor. The least auklet is sparrow size, the smallest of all auklets, and is one of the most abundant seabirds in the North Pacific. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.